Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
Open house events. Are you guys making these mistakes when you're doing them? Hi, everybody. Mike Ferrante with Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. And we're realtors serving Greater Cleveland, all of Northeast Ohio, down to Columbus. And we do this training every week, about 20 minutes, just tips and tricks and technology and all kinds of good stuff for real estate agents. And if you want to join us every Tuesday, we're here at 11:30. You can also follow us on YouTube, where we put these recordings. And of course, the audio goes out as a podcast. And the podcast is awesomely named Free Beer and Real Estate, Tony. So, sorry you missed the free beer. That's tomorrow.
Sorry, I forgot to do that last week.
Oh, that's okay.
Forgot to give out the free beer.
Yeah, I know. They always come on the wrong day. But anyway, I'm joined by broker owner of Century 21 Homestar, Tony Geraci, who makes himself available to talk real estate. If you're thinking about making a change, I know a lot of agents, Tony, we've had a lot of agents reach out, you know, with last year being a down year for some agents. They're trying to figure out where they can put their license and maybe not be afflicted by monthly fees and costs. And Homestar is a great place to hang your license and not have a whole lot of fees. So how do people get a hold of you if they want to talk real estate?
Always text is best to start a conversation at 216-374-1269.
Yep. And for me, it's email, mike@21mike.com. But anyway, so Tony, I did an open house this past weekend with one of my teammates, and it was awesome. And it got me thinking about everything that we did at our open house. And I thought, you know, a lot of agents don't do all of this stuff. And I think they're big mistakes to not do these things. So I wanted to share the secrets. I wanted to do it in the form of a negative, you know, not doing this is a mistake. So, you know, just I'm looking at the list. I'm looking at our sign-in sheet here and it's full. And I know some agents are shaking their heads going, oh, when I do open houses, it's all agents or everybody comes with an agent. And I understand this is just one test here, but we had about 15 sign-ins and easily two-thirds of them did not have an agent. So 10 out of 15 people here were not represented and their potential lead opportunities. And by the way, we generated multiple offers over the weekend and this listing is going to be under contract. But I just thought, wow, what do we do that's so different that makes our open houses successful? And so I thought I would share that today and of course, get your feedback. But the very first thing, Tony, and we talk about this all the time, is not advertising. And people say, oh, but I put it in the MLS, so it's on Zillow, it's in the MLS, it's on Realtor.com. Yes, that's one of the best ways people find out about your open house. But Tony, like we always say, agents, you're not just advertising your listings, you're advertising you. So by posting what you're doing, having an open house, that's advertising you. Right, Tony? I mean, really, we just want to keep our people aware of what we're doing.
Exactly. I really don't. I push open houses. You have a listing. You have something that is rare. A house for sale, you know, limited inventory. You should have, you know, my opinion, have an open house every weekend until it's closed. And then we could go into that after pending. I have after pending thoughts too.
Yeah. But I mean, seriously, when I say advertise, I'm not talking about putting an ad in the paper or even necessarily doing, mailing the neighborhood, although that's effective. You know, I love the idea of mailers, just listed, under contract, maybe with some other marketing message, and then just sold all in the same time frame. So that's a form of advertising. But what I'm talking about is free advertising. I went there on Saturday. I did a little quick live video in front of the house. And what that does, Tony, is it reminds all my friends, my family, my past clients, oh yeah, Mike, I pop in their heads for a second. And I can't tell you, like, I get so many calls like that. Oh, Mike, I saw you doing a video on Facebook and I thought about you. I know someone getting ready to sell. So you're advertising yourself when you do these things, right, Tony?
Exactly. You're looking for just exposure for yourself, looking for buyers, networking with other agents if they're coming through, meeting the community, meeting the neighbors. It's a perfect opportunity.
Yeah, and Tony, you said something a couple months ago, and this stuck with me. See, I actually listen and remember what you say because you say good stuff. You said something to the effect of, on your various social media platforms, it's not always the best idea to just friend other agents, and now for me, it's actually effective. So, I mean, if you're just friends with other agents, that's pretty lame. Hopefully you have some friends and clients and so forth. But one of the cool things that happens when I do a little coming soon or a open house, this not so much a coming soon. We can do prior day here, so like Friday before it hit the market, I would go there and do a little coming soon video, and then it goes active within a day. But then prior to the open house, I do this little video saying, "Hey, join me this Sunday. I'll be doing an open house." But the thing is, all my agent friends see it. And it might trigger them. I'll get messages. I'll get private messages or comments from other agents saying, "Hey, Mike, what is that priced at? Or can I send my clients to your open house?" And really, at the end of the day, we just want to get the listing sold, generate multiple offers, get more people through the door. So any advertising is good advertising. So even if it is other agents, so what?
Yeah, and also a couple ideas too. At least once or twice a month, I have an agents that actually take me up on this offer. And I'm sorry to all our agents that don't know this, is that you could easily give me a few days' notice. I'll send you a list of every agent in a certain city, a certain area. You could give me a list of, hey, I want these are sometimes agents say, I want this company, this office, this office, this office, this office. Send me an updated list of all the agents. You'll have their emails and phone numbers and personally invite them, send a mass email. You could upload the list into your contact management system, send open house. You could send text message inviting agents. So you could be more specific too on that. Also, you could go on the MLS. If you're having opens, I'm just saying, use an example, Solon. Go search all the houses that sold in Solon over the last 2 years, and you could see you have a list of all the listing agents and selling agents on all those properties and reach out to them. So you could be proactive about your open houses with other agents, not just on social media. It's just how much time and effort do you want to put into it?
That's right. And guys, this is advertising. So when you scratch your heads and say, "Well, what do you mean advertise my open house?" It's exactly this kind of stuff. It's mailers, it's direct contacts, it's social media, it's video. All these things can advertise your open house, get more people through the door, and also remind your people, your tribe, what you're doing, that you're in real estate and that you're active. Someone might see all the stuff you're doing and say, "Wow, when I sell my house, I have to talk to Steve. I have to talk to Gene." That's what you want to have. Wow, this agent really goes above and beyond. So number one is not advertising your open house. Number two, and I know a lot of you guys are gonna push back like you always do, shake your heads, Mike, "Oh, I'm not doing that." But I say you should be door knocking the neighborhood. And what do I mean by that? Just literally canvassing the neighborhood. What we do is we print little half-page flyers. I print them myself. They're nothing fancy. And I knock on as many doors as I can. Now, I have a buddy in Atlanta named Tom. And Tom, a little kudos to you here, a little homage to Thomas. He says if you're not at least knocking on 10 doors in each direction, so 10 on this side, 10 on this side, and then cross the street and do 10 and 10 more, 40 doors, knock on 40 doors at a minimum, inviting the neighbors to the open house. And it's a simple script. "Hi, I'm Mike with Century 21. We're having an open house today. Here's the flyer." People will talk to you. I did not have one single door slammed in my face when I invited people to my open house. It's not a pushy script. Just, "Hey, would you like to stop by my open house?" Tony?
Yes, and just my disclaimer, this is I'm not an attorney. I don't know every city ordinance, but this is an invitation to an open house. I've given advice to agents to have make up a letter. You have a flyer, say, even to be a little more safe of legality, say, Mr. and Mrs. Smith are inviting you to come see their open house. You are just delivering door to door. Invitation to open house. You're not selling a product. You're not selling a service. You're not going around. You're not soliciting.
That's
So
right.
just forget the fear And when you bring, and Mike, I know you use, you know, this in your scripts too, like that you say that your neighbor and asked me to invite you or your friends or family to their open house that I'm hosting for them. Who's going to yell, you know, miss, they don't want Mr. and Mrs. Smith down the street to find out from you that they yelled, you yelled at them.
That's
They
right.
yelled at you. So yes, door knocking. I don't understand why not. I really, this is just, you know, that's just scared of, you know, you shouldn't be scared of that. You're not, this is not cold calling. You're inviting them and meeting them.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. The 21 Mike team is the number one team globally for Century 21. Ohio realtors, we are looking for more great agents. Set up a confidential appointment with Mike. Just email mike@21mike.com.
So I have two stories to share. I'll make them quick. First story is this open house. I invited one of the neighbors. Do you know that neighbor brought three buyers to my open house? And I'm not making this up, guys. That neighbor, I was joking with him. I said, "Hey, how much do I owe you?" And I said, I'll give you, jokingly, I didn't really do this. I said, "Oh, this is the second one. I owe you another $100." And he was like, "Okay, yeah." But the dude literally invited three people he knew that were looking to get into the neighborhood. I got three more people at my open house, plus him, because I door knocked. The other story I'll tell you, Tony, is that fear factor. We were door knocking in your old neighborhood, Aberdeen. And, go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna, can I jump back once quickly. You are allowed to give people gifts for leads. You're allowed to say, if you want to say, "Hey neighbor, I'll pay you, give you a 25 gift card for Starbucks for every person you bring to my open house." You're legally allowed to do that. It's like paying for leads, not paying. It's not a kickback also. So if you want to have some type of thing like that and give that, but you're allowed to do things like that. But yeah, so go ahead. I'm sorry, Mike.
I was not about to give him $100 per guest, but that was just a joke. So anyway, back to my story. Door knocking in Aberdeen, Tony. And Aberdeen's kind of an affluent neighborhood. And we were just doing our little script. Hey, neighbors asked us to invite you to their open house. As we were finishing up, the police rolled up and said, "Hey, we got a complaint. Some people knocking on doors, soliciting." And I said, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. That must be us, but we're not soliciting. We are having an open house and we're inviting the neighbors." I said, "By the way," and I handed the dude a flyer through his window and I said, "Hey, if you're free, if you get off, feel free to stop by our open house." He just kind of chuckled. And I said, "But don't worry, we're wrapping up. We're just finishing up. We were literally our last house right there." And so we went and did our open house. But it's not like they're going to come and arrest you, Tony. Like, they did not put me in cuffs and throw me in the back of the car.
No, and usually that is most complaints are other agents or friends or family of other agents, and yeah, that's usually complaints of that.
I see a question. I'm going to hold off until the very end. We'll hang out. I'll hang out if Tony has an extra minute or two. We'll hang out after. We'll wrap up right around 11:50 here. But I want to get to my whole list of five. So mistake number two is not door knocking. Guys, get over it. Knock on some doors. Put a big smile on your face. Stand back from the door. Have little half-page flyers and hand them to people. You'll be shocked at how pleasant people are. You might get one in 100 that's kind of snotty with you. Who cares? And by the way, the question I get is, what do you do if they're not home? I jam the flyer in the door or under the front mat. Why not? I'm there. It's one more reminder that I work that neighborhood. Now at least people might think about me. Number three, not enough signs. Tony, how many signs should you put up for an open house?
As many as you can on every street corner from the front of the house to the first main street. Or if you bring up Aberdeen, they have two entrances to the neighborhood, should be going one side, the other side, as many as possible.
As many as possible. I love that answer. And Tony, how big should the signs be?
I say it's almost as big, 18 by 24, about the size of a main panel of a traditional sign on there. That's my opinion.
So Tony, you probably don't even remember telling me this, but my second or third year in real estate, you told me something to the effect of, Mike, you know, the busier the street, the bigger the sign. So if I got one on Mayfield Road or Somme Center, I bust out my biggest sign I have because I get a ton of traffic, right? So you're right, Tony. That's exactly what we did. We had a sign, we had a couple signs in front of the house. I had signs at every corner so that people coming down the street would know, oh, I'm still going the right way. And then I find the nearest main street or two. In this case, there was only one main street, and I had four signs on one side of the street, four signs on the other side of the street, so that people can see the signs and start slowing down to make that turn. Now, the other thing, and I'll shut up for a second, Tony, is a sign at least a day or two before that says open Sunday 12 to 2. I did that on Friday.
Definitely, definitely. Yes, at minimum, get early morning, you know, like you're delivering newspapers. Well, is it, they still delivering newspapers, Mike?
Somebody does.
We both had paper routes when we were kids, right?
That's
You're
right.
bright and early, putting up signs for all those people going. If it's on a Sunday, people going to church, coming back. So many agents sometimes put signs up right before or 5 minutes before the open house starts. You just lost a lot of traffic of people driving around, at least in a neighborhood throughout the day. So.
Yeah. So Tony, our sign-in sheet here, 2 out of 15 people saw the signs. So that's 10%. You know, just for rough numbers, call it 10%. If you could generate 10% more traffic on your open houses by putting up a bunch of signs, why not? You're there anyway. You're there anyway. So why not maximize your open house event? And you know, it doesn't matter if they're just nosy neighbors. You want more people in the door. Like I said, my one neighbor brought me three potential buyers, none of whom had representation.
And just to backtrack a little bit about emailing and contacting other agents in a area, you could invite them to send their buyers, saves them a trip, you know? So hey, you know, so when you're emailing agents, invite them to the open house. If they can't make it, hey, I'll honor your buyers. At least you meet their buyers. It saves them a trip. They might show them a house that they might not even realize they wanted to show them, and maybe the buyer might be interested.
Yeah, we had an agent who was sick, and I asked, "Hey, how'd you find out about the open house?" "Oh, our agent, she was going to meet us here, but she's sick." And I said, "Oh gosh, that's terrible. Tell her we said we hope she feels better, but you're welcome to look around." We got a showing, wasn't a potential new client for us, but so what? We got an extra showing for our sellers. You should be able to justify to your sellers guys why you add value, because right now our value is under attack. So these are all things you can do to say, this is why I'm valuable. So number three, not enough signs. Number four, Tony, not capturing contact info. A couple years ago, I'm a terrible person. Let me just preface the story by telling you what a horrible person I am, Tony. My wife and I went into an open house, and the agent was way on the other side of the house. I could see her, but she was like at the back of the house. We walked in the front and she said hello. And I could see she had her sign-in sheet on the table. And I said, I want to see if she gets my contact info. So I purposely avoided signing in. And at some point, you know, she said something to us and I was just like, yeah, we'll just look around. But I came and went through that open house without giving that agent my contact info. Now, end of the day, I'm not going to be a client for her, so she didn't miss out. But wow, I was so shocked that she didn't work a little harder to get my contact info. That's why you're there, guys, right? Apart from selling the house, you want to get more clients. Tony, I know you've seen it before too.
It can't hurt to ask. And again, like we've said in many videos before, in today's day and age, you got to keep track and understand that people, more and more people understand that. And at least, and some people might not want to give a phone number, so at least give me an email address somewhere where at least have your name on the form on that. So.
Tony, would you believe me if I told you I get everyone's contact information at every open house?
Oh, I could imagine 99%. I bet you do. Because.
99.9. I can't remember the last person who didn't give me their contact info. And I'll give you guys one trick. I'm not going to give you all the tricks today, but if this is my sign-in sheet, I hold the sign-in sheet and I say, "Welcome. Are you here for the open house? Great. Let me get your name. Let me get your phone number. Your email address, and how did you hear about it?" I write it down. Now, if they have a complex name, I'll have them write it. But half the time, you can't read their writing anyway. So I hold the pen. Do you know out of 15 people, not one person on that day gave me any objections. Not one objection. Oh, I don't want to give my info. Even the people who said I have an agent gave me their contact info. You know, I didn't ask for it, but frankly, you know, they just wrote it down or they just offered it. You know, I'm not going to contact other people's clients, but I'm telling you guys, it's not as hard as you think. That mental block is right here.
I just think in today's day and age, it just people just assume that. I mean, just, you know, it's where can you go anywhere without identifying yourself before you go into, especially something that's not a public area. You're going in someone's private home. You got to, you know, identify who you are before coming in. And people, I would think, feel that same way as like, you know, at least subconsciously that they would want the same in their own home.
You hit the nail on the head, Tony. That's my favorite line. I promised the seller I would keep track of everyone who came in today. Simple as that. All right. So that's number four, Tony, not capturing contacts. And number five on my list is not following up. So what a shame it would be if I got all these contacts and then didn't follow up and follow up effectively. I started with a text, then it's going to be a phone call. I've emailed several people already. As Tom Ferry says, every listing should have triplets. You should generate at least three new potential clients from every single listing that you have. Follow up. Any final thoughts, Tony?
The one thing I'll add is that you technically can have open houses and showings after a pending deal, just notifying it as pending. I've had agents put pending, looking for showing second offers. So it's kind of like, I don't know, you might even get more people, you know, more people in there. They go like, wow, it's already taken, but maybe I'll be next in line, you know, if it falls apart on that. You can do that. You don't have to, you know, it's pending showings. So I would still have open houses. If you have a hot listing in on a busy street and put up a sign that says pending, put notes in it that there's an offer pending, but looking for secondary offers, things like that, and generate more people coming in. It can't hurt, especially if it's a hot house.
Tony, what do you say to the agent who says, but Tony, I don't have any listings. How can I have an open house?
Well, first thing I say, at least once a week, I'm telling agents, go on our MLS, go on the MLS search for all the listings in our office, and I'll connect the agents with the agent that has listings, and we'll see if there's potential for open house. So you could do open houses for other agents.
Damn straight. Thank you, Tony. All right, so we will hang around a couple minutes. I know Tony's got to run, but we'll hang around for questions. I hope you guys got something out of this today. Play this back. Don't make these five mistakes. Make your open houses awesome. So again, hit that subscribe button and hit me up at mike@21mike.com if you want to talk real estate, teams, etc. And text Tony. He loves when you text him. Seriously, he does.
I do. I love to. That's how I organize my text. And to give you a little tip, there's a way to pin your text. I learned that. Did you know that, Mike?
You showed me that.
The importance of, you could, you know, because I always used to search for ones or unread so I could, you know, make sure and go back to them. So there's little tips on organizing yourself.
Pin it
so.
To the top of your phone if it's one that you know you want to keep following up with. I have one group text pinned right now.
Right. Yes. If things are always, you're always texting that group, that's, you know, things that are going on. So, all right. Well, thanks everyone.
Bye, we'll everybody. Go to 21mike.com too if you want more info, and have a great rest of your week.
All right. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed free beer and real estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.